This is the one and only Abby's Obscurities on BCB Radio. I'm your host, Abby Swift, for this very special hour-long show of Abby's Obscurities as we celebrate International Women's Day. So this week, I'm going to delve into some of the best low-key music from across the genres, the decades, and the world. But every song I play today will be by a female artist or a female-fronted band to shed some light on the amazing women in the music scene that absolutely deserve to be heard on Bradford's airwaves. But just before we get into the music, you know what I'm about to ask. What has been your favourite song this week? Mine has been Moldavite by Reggie Pearl, and you should check it out as an extra tune if you can. So, like I said, today we're going to give some exposure into the amazing women in music, so I hope you enjoy. And on that note, let's start with one of my favourite artists from last year called Rosemary Fairweather and her song Calling Listening.
And it hurts you by mistake, disappoints you when you wake, and it calls, calls your name. I forget what I was gonna say. Talking on the phone,
That was Rosemary Fairweather. What a name, by the way. What an amazing name that is. With her song, Calling Listening. Now, Rosemary Fairweather is an artist from Canada. She started making music in 2016 and has since been an absolute icon of the indie pop and dream pop scenes. She's got support from the likes of Zane Lowe and The Fader. She's got these really cool high-pitched soprano vocals with like pop-like synths and these really clean, dry drums, very minimal bass line. It makes for the perfect indie pop song that would make your summer 10 times better. I can absolutely assure you, because that was the song of my summer last year. So this year, that's your song of the summer, I can assure you. She's very similar to other bands like No Vacation, Yam Yam, and Hers, some other great indie pop bands, and another amazing indie pop band called Deep Sea Diver, which we're going to check out now. Now, Deep Sea Diver is the alias of Jessica Dobson and her band. They are based in Seattle, and they released their first EP in 2009. If you like this song I'm about to play next, called Eyes Are Red, then you should go listen to her other songs like Secrets and Lights Out. This song's got some really hard-hitting drums, really big accented stabs, arpeggiated guitars, raspy vocals, perfect indie rock song. However, it is a 7-minute long song, so I'm probably not going to play all of it. But if you want to check out the rest of the song, I highly, highly recommend it because it features some really long instrumental sections and really cool breaks. I think this song sounds very similar to some like Sam Fender stuff and Foals, two iconic British bands and artists. So yeah, check this song out. This is called Eyes Are Red.
Don't be afraid.
That was a bit of Deep Sea Diver and their song Eyes Are Red. Amazing tune, if you ask me. It can't really get better than that. There's not many songs on this show today going to beat that song, and that's why I chose it as the second best, because Rosemary Fairweather gets first place today. Now, this next band is coming in on third place. They're another one of my favourites. They're called Lime Garden, and I've actually played them before on this show, but I can't get away with playing just one Lime Garden song on Abbey's Obscurities, so I'm going to treat you all to another. Now, this song is called Bitter, and Lime Garden are from Brighton, and they formed due to their mutual love for Talking Heads. They're an all-female, four-piece band, and they have a really interesting mix between funk, disco, indie, post-punk, the absolute definition of alternative music. So, like I said, this is called Bitter. Have a listen to this.
Pink is the grass, it's greener once it's rained. Even though you can't see that on my face, time it heals between the bones. One minute you're young, and the next you're old. I fear to love myself, because I've done it before, and I'll do it again. And I begin to accept my fate. I can't mess with things or exaggerate. And I can't wait for the pictures to come out. Waiting for it. I'm the story. Now you're the one mourning.
Cannot help but dance and sing along to that song in the studio. You should have just seen me then. I wish there was a camera, because that would have been amazing to capture live. That was Lime Garden with their song Bitter. And I was meant to see those guys at Deershed last year, but unfortunately they couldn't make it due to a traffic accident or something. But this next artist I did see at Deershed, and she's called Billy No Mates, or her actual name is called Tor Marys. And she is from Leicester and now lives in Bristol. And a quick cool fact, she got her name from a Sleaford Mods gig and it inspired her to make music. And her stage name was taken from an insult directed at her when she turned up to the gig on her own. I think that's amazing. What a cool backstory to her name. And her music has been described as more post-punk, and she actually describes it herself as no wave. And her music's got these elements of expressionist, spoken singing, and very minimalist textures. And like I said, I saw her live at Deershed. She has great vibes all around and is an amazing performer. She just released her new album called Cacti in January to pretty great reviews from her music magazines. And if you like this song, then you should have a listen to her songs No and Hippie Elite off her self-titled album. This song is called Petrol Fumes.
Jitter me up, yeah you do. I get nervous when I speak about you.
I love the car sound effects at the end of that song. I think it really makes sense considering the song name. That was Petrol Fumes by Billy No Mates. And this next song that I'm about to show you is called Danger Baby. And this is by a Norwegian band called Pom Poco. They're a four-piece band and been formed in 2017, and they very quickly got a reputation for their amazing live shows before releasing their debut album Birthday in 2019. The frontwoman and the rest of the band are very well trained in jazz music, but they brought together their many influences like West African, math rock, post-punk and pop to create this extremely unique sound that you won't be able to hear anywhere else. And if you like this sound, you should go and explore some of their other tunes such as My Blood and Crazy Energy Night. So have a listen to this.
She had this dream about a baby, straight from the womb, just walked out the door. Somehow you let her down, cause every time you came home, she'd fall to the floor. And so
Poco and their song Danger Baby, the four-piece band from Norway. Now, this next band is also a four-piece band, but these guys are from Los Angeles, and they released their first EP in 2017. teen. They are called The Paranoids, spelt not like paranoids, how you think it would be spelt, spelt quite differently. And the bandmates Lila, Lexi and Staz met in high school and they made music before they met their drummer, David, in 2015. These guys kind of have an angsty surf rock sound with tons of distorted vocals and really modern punk elements. And I love the start of the song, which you'll hear in a second. It sounds super nostalgic for some reason, like an old computer booting up and like working something out with all the dissonant beeps and boops. And if you like this song, you should go check out other bands called Death Valley Girls and LA Witch if you get chance. Have a listen to this. This is called BWP. For some strange reason, after just listening to that song, then even though I've literally heard that song about 20 times before, I've just recognised that there's like this bongo percussive part, which is really cool. I've just realised it. It's a very thick textured song, so that's probably why. And that was The Paranoids with BWP, four-piece band from Los Angeles. And again, we have another four-piece band. They're all four-piece bands, and this band is from Atlanta. They're called Mamalarkey. And the singer and guitarist, Livy Bennett, and the drummer met in middle school. and then met the keyboardist in high school, and then Noor Khan joined in 2018, completing the band. This band has a perfect jangly indie rock sound that's a little bit gimmicky and unique, and it's full of weirdness and fun, and I love the guitar tones, sounds so unique, and there's some very strange rhythms coming from the drums and bass, but it still sounds extremely tight. And if you like this band, you should check out Surface to Air Massive, who I played before, probably a good couple months ago now, and you should also check out Palm. They have a very similar wacky sound, so if you're into wackiness, have a listen to this. This is Shining Armor. What a lovely short song that is. Shining Armor by Mama Larky. It's a bit wacky, it's a bit wonderful, but we love it still. This next band is also a bit wacky and a bit wonderful. These lot are a five-piece band from Brooklyn. They're called Gustav, and they formed all the way back in 2018. Again, they're a quirky band with a very growing fan base at the moment after sharing stages with the likes of Omni and other post-punk acts. They have very funky bass lines, slightly jarring guitar lines that don't always make very much sense, but in context they sound really cool, and they describe themselves as art punk, which makes a lot of sense considering the artistic directions that they make with their music. And they sound quite similar to bands like Wet Leg and Yard Act and Squid, which I'm sure you might have heard before, especially Wet Leg, they're huge at the moment. So check out Book by Gustav.
Show me the
Crazy old song that is. It is brilliant. One of my favourite acts at the moment. That was Gustav with their song Book. And speaking of books, this next band is called English Teacher. And I'm sure there's some sort of correlation there, which I've tried to make work, but you know, it still works. These are a four-piece band from Leeds. I know, we're getting local now. Of which Lily Fontaine is the lead singer and the rhythm guitarist for. The band met at Leeds Conservatoire back in 2020. And even though they formed just 3 years ago, the band are already making a big name for themselves. They've supported bands like Do Nothing and TV Priest, and they've played at Reading and Leeds already. This group has this very avant-garde take on post-punk that incorporates chaotic sort of soundscapes and almost scary vocals with minimal textures and rhythms that keep you needing more. And this song is called Song About Love. And aren't all songs about love nowadays? And that is exactly what this song is trying to say. So have a listen to this. Have a listen to the lyrics as well, because I'm a big fan of that. I'm not usually a big listener of lyrics, but this one caught my eye. So this is Song About Love by English Teacher. Doesn't love a little bit of English Teacher. That was a great song. Gets a bit crazy at the end, but that's why I love it so much. That was Song About Love by English Teacher. And this next song is a song called Keep It Together. And and this is by Pip Blom, and she's from Amsterdam, and she has a great band behind her at the moment. She started making music back in 2016, which caught the attention of new listeners, and she quickly formed a band to play the inevitable live shows, which you're about to follow. She released her new album, Boat, to amazing reviews from Rolling Stones and NME, so go check it out if you get the chance. And if you like this song, you should check out her other songs called School and Babies Are a Lie and I Think I'm in Love, which are some other favourites of mine. So check this song out. It's called Keep It Together, and try and keep it together whilst you listen to this, because it's a pretty cool song. Cute little song for the summer, that is, I think. That was Pip Blom with her song Keep It Together. And we're getting close to the end of the show now, and I've only got a couple more songs for you. But do not be so sad, because this next song is great. And I literally just found this song earlier today, and I thought it was so good that I had to put it in ASAP. So I rewrote my entire list of songs for today just to put this in. And this is called Say It Back by Reggie Pearl. She's from Missouri and started her musical career only just in 2020 with the release of her EP Oh To Be Alive. And her sound is more like this fierce indie rock with gnarly sounding heavy bass lines and hard hitting lyrics paired with her like equally soft and raspy vocals. It is really cool. I couldn't really explain it any better than that, but just put your ears onto this song and I really hope you enjoy it.
Did you ever wonder why I stay broken? Spend my time alone.
Can't get over how her vocals sound on that track. They're so just raw and emotional. It really makes you just want to scream those lyrics so loud so the entire world can hear you. But this next song is a little bit of the opposite. We're going in the opposite direction, but that's okay, because this song is called Debris by Lower Town, and this is almost the end of the show, but we are quickly going to delve into some of the obscurities of the record label Dirty Hit, which features some amazing acts like the 1975, Wolf Alice and Beaver Doobie, but Lower Town deserve to be up there too with the greats, as they are amazing. They are a New York-based duo consisting of Olivia O and Avsha the Awesome, releasing their first single in 2018. Some of their songs are very, very sad and acoustic, but this one is pretty energetic and heavy, not compared to that last song though, and this is one of their most popular songs, maybe because of that, because some people aren't really into all the sad and soppy acoustic stuff, but I am. But have a listen to this. This is Debris.
On constant underlines.
That was a little bit of Lower Town, and I hope you enjoyed that. And I hope you're going to enjoy this last song. I know, don't cry. I know it's sad. I'm sad too. But this is the last song from Abby's Obscurities this week. And I hope you've enjoyed this very special International Women's Day show. I hope I've been able to shed some light on some amazing new female-fronted bands and female artists for you that you're going to go away and listen to me. And listen to for the rest of this week and beyond. Now, I'm going to finish with one of my personal favourites at the moment. She's called Bonnie Kempley. She's another artist from Dirty Hit, and she supported the 1975 on their most recent tour, which was probably one of my favourite concerts that I've ever been to, and Bonnie was amazing too. She's growing a lot recently because of this, so I thought I'd better play her before her songs start to blow up to over a million. But Bonnie Kempley is from Scotland, and she studied at Edinburgh Music School after being a self-taught musician from the age of 13. This song is called Blushing. And like I said, I really hope you've enjoyed the music today, and I'm going to be back same time next week for Abby's Obscurities. You've been listening to BCB Radio. Enjoy the rest of your evening. To start.